began making noises as if they were about to explode. And then they...
What the...
And then...
No! Well, we stand here in a row, looking like a bunch of heroes. I know that deep inside, nothing more but a bunch of zeros. Yeah!
Welcome to episode 2 of Bards and Nobles, the podcast where we drink beer and play Dungeons and Dungeons and Dragons. This is season 2. All right, I'm Brian the Dungeon Master.
I'm Anthony Boyd playing Gritz Grindel.
I'm Trey O'Neill playing Flint McShrimpton.
Andrew Danan playing Elon Musket.
Aaron Williams playing Baron Von Beauregard.
Blake Harrison playing Kibe Takashigani.
Charles Nelson playing Max Stormblade.
Yeah.
And this episode is brought to you by Audible again. And if you guys want, you can go and check out Audible. You can go to audibletrials.com/bards.
No, don't go to that address.
Don't go to that address.
I mess it up every time. Audibletrials.com.
Aren't
you reading an index card? What the hell?
Audibletrial.com.
The card says Audible Trials.
Well, no, he wrote it down wrong.
Okay. This one is
There's
right.
There's two, apparently.
If you would like to, go to www.audibletrial.com/bards.
Is that HTTP or HTTPS?
Either will do.
Okay.
What kind of slash? Forward or backward?
Moving on?
It's forward.
You can check out the entire Harry Potter series that includes The Cursed Child, and they're about to come out with the novelization of the Fantastic Beasts movie. I know I grew up reading and loving Harry Potter, and to see it continue on is filling my heart with joy. So you guys can catch up and continue on with those stories.
What's the URL again?
I'm not going to say it.
Audibletrial.com/bards.
And that'll be the end of episode 2.
All right, let's jump in. Aaron, you want to give us a recap of last episode?
No, but I will. So, last episode, we introduced the new world of Barov. And...
Is it a Brav new world?
Got him.
So, the new world of Barov, and we introduced all of our characters, and
Brian immediately tried to kill them with a giant explosion.
We were summoned by the king for a celebration. It was it happens every 20 years. What was the name of the celebration, Brian?
The Day of the Dawn.
The Day of the Dawn, and they summon people from around the land to see the king. We had all been invited except for Gritz and Shrimp, who managed to secure their invitations.
That's Shrimp and Gritz.
Gritz and Shrimp. And they managed to secure their invitations via devious means. While the king was present, we had all made it into the king's chamber, and the king had presented himself. And as soon as that happened, some members in the audience...
That sounds kinky.
Some members in the audience began making noises as if they were about to explode. And then they exploded.
We have now brought to you 50 Shades of D&D.
And it was certain that a terrorist attack was underway. One of the knights that had spoken with Max Steelbow or something.
Is Stormblade.
Stormblade.
I think it's Max Longschlong.
Actually, he took a necklace around his neck and said, "For the void," and crushed it, thereby turning into a giant beast who was quickly slewn. And then we were all apprehended by the King's Guard.
And that's where we'll start off.
We let them surround us.
Well, I'm touching
somebody's apprehended
tip.
Necessarily.
And Boyd was touching someone's tip.
Yes.
Well, the palace guard essentially, or the citadel guard essentially, have you all surrounded. Spears tipped forward towards you. Is anyone doing anything?
I lay down my weapons and raise my hands.
No, they've essentially corralled all of you. And Nibbles, once that started happening, Nibbles returned to your side.
I was about to get him to just kind of like walk through the line just to come by my side, just kind of like hang out.
Whoever is the leader, like that's whose tip I'm touching. I'm like trying to like knock it away from my face and be like, hey, calm down.
He immediately just fidgets it back.
Did you not see us just help you? Did we not slay it while you sat and watched? I even looked you in the face and tried to warn you this was about to happen.
You see one of the other guys look over and he's just like nodding in agreement with you.
He knows.
And he says, no, I saw you. I saw all of you fraternizing with those men before it began. What is your role? Who are you?
Oh my God, you're an idiot. I'm Gritz Grindel. I was invited here to hopefully be a new Don Knight or whatever your band of merry men is called.
That'd be the Don God.
Thanks, Poofy Pants. Poofy Pants. And obviously, we just fooled a terrorist plot and attempt on your king's life. I feel compensation, yay, praise is in order. Not this.
And with that in response, you hear a voice calling from behind you that says, and how do we know you're not a part of this terrorist plot? And you turn and you see it's the High Inquisitor walking up with the gold chain still wrapped around his eyes. But he's walking up and you can't see it, but he's facing you and you feel the weight of his gaze just on you. Looks in your direction.
Well, High Inquisitor, and I do like a mocking almost bow. I was like, you are no fool. And you know good and well what just happened is we slew that beast. I tried to tell the guard over here, and I point to the guy I tried to tell. I was like, it was about to happen. It's you're the ones who invited us in here. In fact, you invited all of them in here. So if anyone is at suspicion here, it's whoever was handing out these invitations.
He says, whoever is at suspicion here is those who were at the center of the blast and moved away right before it happened. I saw you with him. I saw you speak to him. And then I saw you move away.
Yeah, I also saw the giant Roboraptor rub up against one of them.
Which is why all of you are here, and he looks at all of you, and even though you can't see his eyeballs, you can feel it when his gaze is on you.
To be fair, Nibbles didn't run away. He tried to push him away from the crowd. So, I mean, your guards did nothing, absolutely nothing, to get rid of this threat to the king. Even though this gentleman warned him, and we had to respond because your guards were worthless.
He says, so what do you propose we do?
Continue on with the ceremony.
Find out who did it.
Continue on the ceremony after such disrevelry.
At this point, you see Norik. He walks up and puts a hand on Vice's shoulder and kind of pushes him aside. He says, before addressing you guys, he kind of turns and he whispers something to Vice's. And Vice is just, he looks at him, and you can tell just his whole body language, he's glaring at him without even seeing his actual facial expression. And he says, no, you're a fool. And he turns and he says, the king wants you. And so immediately Vice just looks over at all of you and then walks off. And Norik, full beard, full ceremonial armor, huge sword strapped to his back.
Huge.
So the Inquisitor guy is like walking away all like huffy puffy or whatever.
Yeah.
I would like to use my relic to boomingly laugh at him.
Okay. You see Norik kind of smirks a little bit and he looks at you and he's like, you have no idea how stupid that was, but I like it. He says, so you have to understand what we're seeing here. We saw all of you talking to these men, especially you. And he points at you, Max. He's like, I saw you talk, or Vices tells me he saw you speaking with this man before this attack happened, and he just sees everything.
He just walked up beside me, and we had a short conversation about where I was from. I've never met him before, so as soon as I saw that he was a terrorist, I immediately tried to subdue him.
Also, I would like to point out that Nibbles doesn't talk, so I talked to no one.
He's like, what is Nibbles?
And I just pet my giant Roboraptor. This is Nibbles.
He looks at it. He's just like, cute.
Can I go over and stand next to the saber tooth that is Shrimp?
Yeah. At this point, Norik's kind of, he's told the guards to lower their spears. And they do that. And you can see most of the guards have moved away. There's still a contingent, about, you know, six or seven of them standing behind Norik as he's addressing you.
I've also dropped Fairy Fire, so he's no longer glowing.
Okay.
Stormblade.
Okay. And you can see they've begun, other guards and other officials have begun ushering everyone else out. You guys, the courtyard is beginning to empty. And you guys are the last ones in there.
Is the corpse of the dude still there?
He was picked up by some of the guards, and he's been brought off to the same direction that Vysis walked off to.
Did he drop anything?
No.
Okay.
He dropped himself.
Flint McShrimpton, as a saber-toothed tiger, is just sitting and loudly licking himself.
All right. Which area of yourself are you licking?
You guess.
Could you lick any louder? I can still hear out of my left ear.
I'm going to address... Who are we talking to again?
Norik. He's okay, the
Vindicator.
Yeah, the knight, basically captain of like the royal guard.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna address him while I'm kind of like stowing away my anchor, and I'm gonna be like, I say, well, obviously there a battle ensued, and we were trying to fight this beast, and it screamed something about the void as it transformed. And
you can see he kind of reacts kind of like questioningly, like there's a definite reaction when you say the void.
And before today I'd never heard any mention of any void, and I know for a fact that me and Baron have just come from Tapanos, my village, and we were invited here, and we want no trouble for the city. We were invited, and this happened, and
we will submit ourselves in full cooperation of the law.
Exactly. We don't want any trouble. We just want to pay our respects to the king.
Can I point out the shiny guy with the dragon teeth necklace or whatever, who was cowering behind his bike? I was like, you might be questioning that fancy pants over there who participated in nothing that went down as far as fighting these terrorists.
He's like, right now there's a... The guard is pretty split on what to do with you. I saw you guys battle. I completely respect that. No fear. You jumped right in. But at the same time, it was very convenient. So there's... Trust me, I'm on your side. I believe you. I've seen a lot of battles in my life, and I feel like you don't truly know someone until you've seen them in a fight. But at the same time, Vysis feels like you're part of whatever plot is happening or whatever's happening today. So obviously the ceremony has been suspended until we can figure out what's going on. I need something from you guys. I need to figure out what's going on today. What happened? Does anyone have any leads? What can you tell us other than you were here and you helped?
Well, you took the corpse. You can search it for clues.
The Inquisitor is going to ask, is going to do what he's best at with him.
To be fair, if we were part of this conspiracy, we would have not stopped. We would have ended your guards, if you can call them that. And I just look over the guards like with worthless, like they're nothing because they didn't fight at all. And I have no respect for them whatsoever.
Sit down and like, feel free to ask. Do what you want. I mean, got nothing to hide.
And as I say that, I will, I'll just, you know, attach my rifle to my back. Just kind of like, I'm not ready for combat.
Okay.
As we were walking in, he mentioned a bar. that I guess he frequents. I don't remember the name of it, though. What are some of the common taverns?
I remember. It was within earshot. It was the Last Resort, I believe it was called.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's my bionic ears, bro.
He says, I've heard of this. It's over on Cargo Street.
Six near million the bazaar. Gold man.
Anything else?
Well, he said, he would buy me a drink if I stopped by, but then right before he turned into a terrorist, he's like, I'm going to take a brain check on that drink.
I'd like to buy you a drink, and then he radicalized.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what his motive was or where he came from. Perhaps we could investigate his remains here and see if we find any further clues.
He did drop that little dealio that I tried to roll away from. Everyone looked at me like I was crazy.
What did he drop?
That dice thing.
Shrimp, you picked it up. You're a cat. Hey, Shrimp, you want to stop being a cat right now?
I start just rubbing across Gritz's legs. And whatever a saber tooth purring is, I do that.
What does it sound like, Trent?
This is getting sexy.
I thump him on the head. I'm like, Gritz, hurt. Shrimp, stop.
And Norik looks to the rest of you. He's like, does his cat always do this?
I walk over to Nordic and I start rubbing on his legs.
I'm familiar with this fellow. Never met
he
this beast.
He thinks it's funny as hell.
He reaches down and grabs you by the scruff of your neck and just begins to pull up on it. And he looks at you. He says, keep your cat off me.
He's not a cat.
He looks like a cat.
Yeah, he can be a cat, but he's not a cat.
I'm not going to argue semantics with you, but there's a cat in my hands right now. You can tell he's beginning to lose his patience with you.
I would like to turn back into a dwarf.
All right. You transform. And at this point, he's just holding you by the back of your collar.
I'm like, what are you doing? You got to be kidding me, right, meow?
God damn it.
The gods smite you. The game's over. I'm flipping the table.
I look at it and I'm like, this is what I put up with all the time.
I literally cat not stand you holding me like this.
I was like,
this is the end.
If you
want
to kill him, go ahead.
Brian would like to reroll damage on that explosion.
He lets go. And he looks over to you, Max.
Does he chuckle?
And he says, no, he doesn't at this point. He's pretty mad. He says, I'm giving you guys a chance, to prove yourself, go to the Last Resort, find out anything you can, about this organization or any clues and, meet me in the war hall.
All right.
Afterwards. And he looks at all of you and he dresses
Is
everyone.
Is that the big painting?
The what?
The big painting from Andy Warhol.
Oh my God.
I think it's called
All right. And he says, he looks at all of you and he says, if anybody leaves the city, you are dead men. I'm giving you one chance.
I'm so scared I might poo my pants.
I walk up to him and I say, if anyone but you had said that, I would have laughed in their face. But you have my word, I will not leave the city.
I look at him, I go, duly noted, and I am so sorry for my partner.
And he just turns around and begins to walk away at this point.
This sounds like a perfect plan.
If the entire
I'm gonna leave it up to all of you to kill him before this.
That's gonna happen.
I start to unsheath my anchor.
Wait, the anchor or the anchor in your pants?
No, my dick.
Anytime you ask that question, the answer will always be no, my dick.
And with that, the six of you plus Nibbles are standing in the empty courtyard of the Citadel.
Is Barnaby okay?
Yeah. At this point, you guys, whatever mounts or animals you had rode in with, they had found their way back to you. And they're just kind of sitting around, just kind of waiting on you.
Good.
I would like to I don't know if it would actually do anything, but would like mending as a cantrip like heal Nibbler at all or Nibbles at all?
No, it'll follow the same rule.
He's going to follow the same rule.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. Well then, we should be on our way to the last resort. I believe you. What was your name, sir?
Max.
Max, I believe you know the way.
I mean, I know the direction it's in. So
good enough for me.
I head that direction.
So you can say he did know the way.
Mm. Lead the way, Max.
I climb up on Nibbles.
Turntables have turned.
Jeez. Climb up on Nibbles so we can get underway.
I mount up on Cloud the Lion and head that way.
Okay.
I would like to pause to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
You're making this real hard.
You're making it very difficult to be your friend right now.
I would like to instruct Nibbles to eat the dwarf.
You say it, you do it.
Roll for eating the dwarf. Advantage, right? Because he's smaller than me.
All right. I mean, you guys recognize.
I rolled a four
when he was talking about
femur.
The last resort that earlier, Karaya, when she was speaking with you, she had spoken with a couple people. She was on Cargo Street, and then Norik had just mentioned it was in the same direction. So that's the most you know as far as background the place is.
All right. Who's leading the way?
I'll lead the way.
Max.
Excellent. I guess before we go, I should introduce myself. I am Grutz Grindel. I do like a little bow. And this is my partner in crime.
It's Flint McShrimpton.
Max Stormblade. Nice to meet you both.
That is an interesting name.
Baron von Beauregard, and I do a little bow. And I straighten my ascot.
I am Elon Musket, but you may call me Relic.
I can call you what?
Relic.
I might call you that.
Whichever you prefer.
Call him Musk for short.
And I am Kibe Takashigani.
I will never remember that. I'm sorry.
Refer to me as Takashigani only. never use my first name.
Taka right. It is.
Got it. Tacos, Bonnie, Max Headroom.
As a crab, I can respect your name, Mr. Shrimp.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't.
Okay.
If it's not a cat pun, he won't understand.
Exactly.
Well, let's be on our way then. And as I go out, I hop on my smaller than average displacer beast and
all right, so you guys head that way, and the city is still in, for the most part, people are still kind of celebrating. The mood has definitely died down a bit because everything that happened in the Citadel was essentially broadcasted throughout the city, and people were watching that. And you can tell kind of people are kind of reacting to you with a little caution, just kind of moving out of your way. You begin going down one of the streets, and give me an intelligence check, Max.
All right. Four.
You guys have been traveling for about 2 or 3 hours now and just lost.
Max,
I feel like you've been going around in circles at this point. It's a pretty massive city.
I'm not really sure anymore.
Should we stop for directions?
That sounds like a great idea.
The last resort.
Do we know where that is?
The shrimping. We know around this. The pretty.
I walk up to so and so, as it were, and I ask him for directions to a plantation known as the Last Resort.
Who is so and so?
A man on the street.
Oh, a what?
A person on the street.
Oh, okay. You just a random person.
A random person on the street.
Looks like he's got it,
and he's just like, yeah, I think I might have been there before. I think I know where that's at.
Oh, God. Can you point us in the right direction, sir?
It's like, I could, but I lost a lot of gold there last time I was there. I could probably...
Well, hopefully you can find it.
My memory's pretty bad right now, you know?
Well, if you send us over there, we may can locate it for you.
My memory?
No, your gold. Just tell us where it is and we'll go find it.
Yep, that's the thing. I don't want that gold.
I grow impatient with this exchange.
Okay.
And I walk up to him with my massive thunder cannon just laid on my shoulder. Whoa. Yeah.
Why does everybody have like some sort of large phallus as their weapon?
I feel like this speaks volumes about this group of people here.
I just turned into a cat.
One of us turns into a
walking cat towards where I think the last resort is? I'm like, I don't want
to
be around.
Way to split the party, Boyd.
Literally. Second session.
I would just like... And
you guys are going to shoot a guy in the face.
I don't want to shoot him. I'm just trying to intimidate him. And with
Nibbles, you can roll for intimidation.
With Nibbles behind me,
yeah.
I just want to be like, we need the location for the king's business, please.
Okay, give me an intimidation.
One for me, one for Nibbles.
No, just the one. You guys are a package deal.
Six.
He's actually kind of tipsy, maybe closer to drunk, and he's just like,
I would like to butt stroke him in the face.
You just want to what?
Butt stroke him in the face with my rifle. Just take the butt of my rifle. And just
attack
him in the forehead.
Just you attack the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I continue to go away from this.
I start to back away as well.
I would like to. I mean, obviously, I can't stop the butt stroke, but after that is over with,
I'm going.
But I would like to start trying to like
gently. I don't want to kill the guy.
I mean, you attacked him. You got to roll me an attack roll.
Whoa, Musk.
With advantage because he's drunk and he's not expecting it.
I'm walking away with grits. I prepare spare the dying.
10 to hit.
I mean, you hit him.
I just lightly tap him.
Say non-lethal. Say non-lethal.
It doesn't always work out with this group.
Obviously because you attack innocent people.
You take your thunder cannon and you just. Right on the top of the head, and he kind of like...
We need this information for the king's safety.
You hit him,
tell me now.
He falls over, unconscious.
And I just look at him like, well, that was
Elon.
Worthless.
And as soon as that happens, like you see two or three kids just like... and just run off. Like.
And I explained to Elon that we've been given like, very generous terms to go and find this place. We need to draw as little attention to ourselves as we can. Now,
good at it.
Be a good bloke, and no more doing that.
The king's life is in danger. Yes. I do whatever is needed for the
and you
good.
Being apprehended by the
stop
law
someone
is not
much
going to
further
help
down the street.
See them try.
And I was like, "Hey, excuse me.
Wait,
for the last resort."
All right. You find somebody, and he's like, "Are you with those guys? I saw you just walk over here from."
I'm trying to get away from those guys.
Look, man, I don't want any trouble. I'm just trying to celebrate, have a good day. What are you looking for? I don't
know. Last resort. I'm just trying to get away from all that.
It's over on Cargo Street, and he points you in that direction. It's just, you know, if you go past the well, you've gone too far.
I say much appreciated. I hand him 3 gold. It's like that'll help you celebrate. Stay away from those people, and I start walking.
All right. He takes it and immediately just starts power walking in the other direction.
I was like, good on you.
Before we walk off. I pick the guy kind of up off the ground and I lean him against the wall.
Okay.
You know, kind of out of traffic's way because I don't want him to get trampled.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I feel bad for him after I break his face.
It was a light touch.
So what's everybody else?
I leave 2 gold pieces in his pocket.
Okay.
He'll be fine.
What's everybody else doing?
I walk up to the unconscious guy and I lay on hands.
I thought you were to take his 2 gold.
and I restore 5 HP. And I apologize for the behavior of my companions.
He wakes up.
Just one companion, and I moved him out of the traffic.
He wakes up, and he's like, "Thank you, ma'am." And then he just kind of like looks off, and he kind of stands up, straightens himself, grabs his mug, and just starts walking off in another direction.
All right.
All right.
I would like to fetch another so-and-so.
Now we know where it is now.
Do we?
I lean over and I'm like, I think the dark skinned one has
easy
The darkie has
whoa, much worse.
calibrate.
Sorry. That fine young gentleman over there.
The drow has he knows where we're going. I'm following him. Let's do this, Baron.
I trust crab legs, so I walk with him.
Crab legs. You guys walk for another 30-40 minutes. And along Cargo Street, there's a lot of people just in amidst various levels of revelry. You spot the Last Resort, and it's not the nicest tavern, but it's just, you know, in a row of different bars and shops. There's the Last Resort and sign pointing to the door right there.
As I go in, can I look around the edge and see if I see any thieves cant?
Okay. You do see some thieves cant. And it's just marking the symbols that you see just signify it as like a safe house, safe haven. Hmm.
Excellent.
Glad you got to use thieves cant. I never did.
You could have. You very well could have.
I've tried to look.
And then I'll walk in and I go up to, I immediately walk in and go to the bar. And okay. But I go to push the door and I turn back. I was like, shrimp, no cats inside.
Okay. Allergic to cats.
and I go in. All right. Straight to the bar.
Do you all go
you should
in?
Be more positive.
Are you just reading a list?
That's a stretch.
Maybe. Is everybody heading in? Is that what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I'm following Fish Sticks.
Yeah, I'll
he only has one
as well.
You say Fish Dicks?
Obviously. You see me with my pants
you
off.
Know he did.
You see me drop the trail, you know I have more than one.
You ever had sex with a crab?
Obviously not.
Can I walk up to the bar and order a beer?
Sure. Bartender gives you a beer.
All right. And I take out a little note and I write in Thieves Cant. Asking him if there's a safe place to talk.
And might work better if you write in Thieves' Cant.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to actually write that out in Thieves' Cant for me.
It looks an awful lot like English. But misspelled. Sleet speak.
I'll
put the piece of paper down with a coin on top of it and slide it to him.
He takes it, and after he refills your drink... there's a note underneath the drink. The note just, says how many, and you look up at him and he kind of nods at all your friends or like nods at the people that walked in with you.
And I go two. And I write down, it was like six.
All right. He takes it and, after a few minutes, what is everyone doing? Are you guys all just standing at the bar with around?
What do you make of all this, Baron?
Grits.
I begin to lick myself.
Just in dwarf forms. Licking yourself. Gotcha.
Looks like a hive of
scum and villainy.
I approach like the center of the tavern or bar,
mm-hmm.
and I use my divine sense to try to detect any fiends, undead, consecrated, desecrated within 60 feet.
Oh, okay. You close your eyes for a second, and a couple of drunk people kind of bump into you, but for the most part, people leave you alone. And your divine magic goes out and you don't sense anything.
All right. I just approach the bar and sit down and think.
Okay. So after a few minutes, a working lady approaches you, Grits. And she says, and she addresses most of you, but looks at you mostly. She's like, here you guys are looking for a show. And you see the bartender kind of look up and nod at you.
I say, yes, ma'am, we are.
You say, all right, well, come with me. And she leads you up the stairs.
I turn real quick and I look at everybody. I go, follow me, shut your mouth, don't do anything stupid. Got it?
I was looking off in the distance, not listening.
I silently nod in agreement.
I was like, okay, I follow her.
We can leave fancy pants here.
I kind of like just twitch my head in like an approximation of a wink because I can't really wink.
I follow Grits.
Okay. Brian's like, I never should have done this.
You guys go up the stairs and you begin going down the hallway, and the hallway is about 180 feet long. It's pretty long building.
Long ass hallway.
Yeah. And then you guys go down another set of stairs. And this actually goes down two floors. Just kind of winds back and forth. And she leads you into an empty room with a table in the middle, just like a meeting table. It's got about 8 chairs around it. And the room's pretty nondescript. You can tell you're down a level, like in a basement level at this point. She walks out. Before she walks out, she says, I'll be right back, and then closes the door. And then you guys just wait in quiet for a little bit.
I would like to cast Detect Magic.
Okay.
It's a ritual. I don't know how long it takes as a ritual.
10 minutes.
Concentration is 10 minutes, isn't it?
No, rituals take 10 minutes to cast. They take the time it takes to cast a spell plus 10 minutes.
You see a loading bar going across.
loading detect magic.
Is there chairs?
Yeah.
I sit down in a chair and it's like, well, guys, let's sit down. We got a little while to talk. We've obviously been stuck together. I think it's best we get to know each other outside of just our names.
You heard my backstory. You know where I came from.
I think the kingdom heard it. That whole segment was broadcast across.
Oh, yeah. I used my nameplate to announce myself.
To hijack the projectors.
Robot had like a data dump, right?
Me and my associate, Shrimp, are here to join the Knights. To better our foothold of our organization, to make the world a better place. And we are hoping that none of you are involved in this terrorist activity. But I saw us all fight. I saw us all provide some assistance to one another out there. So I am inclined to trust each of you. Mm. But if any of you have any secrets or anything you want to say, say it now or... hold your peace.
Well, worry not for me and Crab Ragoon over here.
I think his name
is delicious.
I think his name was Kibe.
What?
Is his name not Kibe?
Of course that's his name.
Okay.
Grits, you'll have to excuse the Baron. He's quite an eccentric character.
Well, at least he wasn't cowardly like that other one.
That's true.
No, he is of low class and little import.
I can't tell you too much about what happened in this festival. We've been traveling from my hometown, and we literally just got here and were ushered in and noticed some tomfoolery going down and tried to intercede and were met with much resistance, as you are well aware.
It's what me and Shrimp, we had much of the same thing. We were almost late to the ceremony. Come hustling in, and we saw everyone fidget. I tried to give the guard a heads up, and he seems to be an idiot, so he couldn't catch on.
Worthwhile. Elon, were you working on your spell while everyone was talking? Like you were doing
as
a ritual?
I was just.
As you're casting it, you do notice that you're for some reason not making any progress on it. Any magic, any of the foundation of the magic that you do begin. It immediately fades away and you get the sense that there's this like room, dampening. Yeah, there's like some magic dampening agent of some kind.
Well, I will stop casting that and I'll share that knowledge with everybody else.
Okay.
It appears that there's some kind of magic dampening in effect in this room. Just as an FYI to you guys.
That sounds dubious. I would check
know
the
that.
Door.
Just, I would know that. Locked. I would know that asking this for this room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a safe room. This is a place where we could come and talk. We
sense.
Can be away from everything because I thought it would be better to get to know each of you before I embark on something that could potentially A, get me killed or in prison, or et cetera, et cetera.
No, the door is locked.
Are you checking? Why is this door locked, guys?
They probably don't want you wandering around in their safe house. Would be my guess.
There are other guests who use this place for other reasons, and this is the room we requested.
Prostitution.
More than likely that.
Land parties.
Whatever you want to call it, man.
But we needed to have a quiet place to talk and discuss some things. She'll be back to unlock the door shortly.
It works.
So,
do any of y'all know why the king would be attacked by this void or whatever it is?
I saw him produce a lot of shadow. He mimicked a lot of what I've heard of legends of the demons that come out at night. I would assume them that it seems like they're making a push to consume the light.
I've been fighting demons a lot. I haven't seen something like that before. That was pretty pretty impressive display of power.
Not impressive enough, I'd say.
Max, he's spending an awful lot of time talking with you. Did he mention any friends or anything like that you were supposed to meet here? When he said something about meeting you for a drink, any names, any specifics?
No specifics that I can remember. I just know he said he had friends here, I believe.
Should keep our guard up while we're here then.
Or maybe he said that I could make friends here. I didn't record everything he said.
I wonder if anyone
perhaps
did.
Someone did.
Max already has more personality than Keith ever did. I was like, well, I guess we've all made it clear we're all in this together. We're all hoping to be Dawn Knights, whatever the group is called, and let's make a move.
Dawn Guard.
Poofy pants, and I go and knock on the door.
Okay. I don't know why he keeps calling me that. My pants are not poofy in any way.
Says you.
When you weren't looking, he poofed your pants. You knock on the door.
I totally did.
And you wait a few minutes, and there's no response. And this part is out of procedure compared to what you've done before using rooms like this.
Well, shit. And I go on, I start picking the lock.
Okay.
Do I notice him picking the lock?
Yeah, you notice him knock on the door, wait a second, and then immediately pull out a set of tools and begin working on.
I would like to do a check to see if I realize that that's not normal.
What, the lock?
Like him, picking a lock.
Look at them and say, I said, oh shit.
I didn't know if you said that out loud. Yeah. I said that out loud. I'll pull out my thunder cannon and.
Thought you were familiar with this procedure.
Yeah, but you know, double crosses happen. And I'd like to pick the lock.
All right. Drill, sleight of hand.
Is it sleight of hand?
Where's Nibbles at?
Outside. All your mounts are outside.
Okay.
24?
We don't serve their kind here.
you begin picking at it.
That's Nibbles powering up.
you hear the mechanical clink, clink, and then you hear something break behind it. You unlocked the lock, but then in doing so, you realize it's multi-layer. There's two extra locks inside the lock.
Lockception.
And breaking the first one has triggered some kind of mechanism or something you can hear behind the walls, and you guys see little slots open up in the walls, on the floor, as a gas slowly starts to fill in into the room.
We've been done in.
Can I hold my breath and keep picking?
Yeah. Anyone else doing anything?
Can I just shoot the door lock?
It's going to be hard and at disadvantage because he's sitting right in front of it. Missing it, it's probably going to hit something relatively close to the door.
I would like to go up to Grits and offer him my great grandpappy's canteen and tell him to take a swig. It'll give you guidance.
I ignore him and I am holding my breath and picking away.
I walk up behind Grits and I put my hand on his back and cast guidance on him.
Okay. as you go to cast guidance, the spell just it fails.
Yeah, there's no magic.
All right. I would like to cast Dispel Magic
on
the
dispelling magic.
I would like to dispel the dispelled magic.
All right.
On the door.
What's everyone else doing? You Grits. Tried to cast something else just now.
Grits. I'm looking around the room seeing if there's any other secret latches, anything. Kind of looking around for
I take a drink out of
roots.
I take a drink out of the canteen myself.
Okay. Give me an investigation check.
Grits, would you like me to try and shoot the lock out?
15.
15?
I'm holding my breath and picking.
You do feeling around the walls
with my pincers.
With your pincers. you do find one plank that kind of gives way. And you push it and immediately off to the left of it, like almost a slot or a drawer slides out. And there is a dagger. It looks like it's made of glass. It's like a blue tinted glass.
That sounds cool.
And looking at it, it essentially has no reflection. It's almost like a matte blue glass, but it's transparent at the same time. Like it's very off-putting the way it looks, but there's definitely something special about it. And there is a note folded up underneath the dagger.
Does it say break this in case of emergencies?
Don't know yet. It's folded up.
Yeah.
That's a possibility, though. You have a 1 in 20 chance. Yes, go ahead and roll the second.
That's still a sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm.
17.
Okay. Click. You have gotten through the second layer of the locking mechanism. And immediately, like, you're reaching as far in as you can. It's getting a little harder just because you've been holding your breath this entire time. But you're just madly working on the third piece, right?
Okay.
Anyone else?
Tell me when you want me to roll that third one.
Right, well, since he didn't hear me and or is ignoring me, I'm just going to look around the room for anything that I think looks interesting for me to look at since okay. I don't breathe.
The only interesting thing you see is you do see Kibe over there and looks like what was a blank wall is a drawer sticking out of one of the walls.
Nice.
Kibe, are you doing anything?
Can I pull the paper out without really disturbing the knife too much? Can I give it the old tablecloth?
You can certainly try.
I'd like to walk over and look at it. Do I recognize it?
Recognize what?
The dagger.
No, it just looks like a nondescript glass dagger. With the handle itself is metal, but the blade is made of glass.
Interesting.
I'm going to try to grab the piece of paper.
Okay, give me a dexterity check.
15.
Okay, you pull the paper out, but your oversized pincers still kind of bump the dagger a little bit and nothing happens. You just move the dagger over and pull the paper underneath it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna read it if I can. I'm gonna open up the paper and look at it.
Okay. You read it and it says, the time of the Sun King is at an end and, the scions have gathered, and that's all it says on the paper.
Interesting.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to grab the knife and call for the Baron to come take a look at this.
The Baron is yelling at Grits for leading us into a trap.
All right. And at this point, I need everyone to make me a constitution saving throw as gas has been filling this room.
Quick question. Am I still making it as if I'm holding my breath?
Is this against poison?
Yes, it is against poison.
And do I have to inhale it?
Yes, it'll be a disadvantage because, well...
Do I make a constitution check or do I roll disadvantage to do the lock?
Go ahead and make the constitution check still to see if you'll have to do a disadvantage.
Oh, wait. I am standing near the door watching him attempt to pick the lock because I had checked the door to see that it was locked. I have an aura of protection. Everyone within 10 feet of me can add 3 to saving throws.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Well, then, 20.
Nice.
A mighty 10.
Okay.
22.
All right.
Nat 20. And nice. I've got resistance to poison, so.
23 with that junk.
All right.
You said it was constitution?
Best roll yes. we'll ever have.
14.
Okay. You rolled a 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You immediately start having a coughing fit.
Mm-hmm.
But presumably, so far, nothing's happened. It's just making it really, really difficult to breathe. It hasn't quite filled the room up yet. Go ahead and make your last lockpick.
Ooh. 13.
Okay. You break your pick in the in the lock, and you, Max, you see him. You see he had some success with the first two parts, but the last part, his lockpick broke. What's everyone doing at this point?
Step aside, grits. Fill
the room. It's getting pretty high.
Well, I've got the dagger, so I'm gonna run over to the door.
Okay.
I step out of the way for the robot to blast it.
Okay. Yeah.
I pull out my thunder cannon. I put it right at the lock and I pull the trigger.
Okay. And this deafens everybody in the room. It's a pretty small room. And you blow the lock off the door. The door kicks open. You hear a mechanism click in the room, and immediately the slots cover back up.
Mm.
And you just see the dark stairs that led you guys to this place.
Well, could have been out of here a lot longer ago. I'm not a smart man.
Robot.
Not a smart man.
But
I know what time is.
I just look at him and I'm like, sorry guys, didn't know that was gonna happen.
It's all good.
I'm gonna go have a word with a bartender real quick.
Do you need my rifle to accompany you?
Nope. I know what to do to take care of that.
Okay.
I'm going to slowly walk upstairs. I'm going to stealthily walk upstairs.
Okay.
When he's walking up the stairs, I'm going to cast Pass Without a Trace on him.
Okay.
Also, while this is happening, I am showing the Baron my finds.
Okay.
Recovering from his coughing fit, Baron overlooks it and I suppose investigates it.
Okay. Give me an investigation check. You're overlooking the dagger, that is?
Yes.
Okay.
My stealth is a 26.
Okay.
19.
All right. You begin inspecting the dagger, and it's very, very fine quality. And the glass itself, it's light enough, but it feels pretty solid, and the edge itself is very sharp. Presumably, it definitely could be used as a weapon. But other than that, it just looks like a finely made glass dagger. Mm. Does have a little hint of a magical aura to it.
I ask him, where did you find this?
I found it in a hidden drawer in the wall, in the poison room.
Hmm. I'd like to cast Identify on it.
Okay.
I don't have anything else going on, so.
Okay.
I yank it back. I'm like, what are you doing to my dagger?
You don't know I'm looking at it.
And he just walks up and begins casting a spell. I mean, that's between you guys. What do you guys do?
Like, you see his laser just scan it. Starts 3D printing them.
I ask him what he's doing to the dagger.
It seems to have a magical component. Just going to identify it for you.
Okay, continue.
Tell you what it is.
Okay.
Did you find anything else over there?
This note, which is in my other pincer. I can only really hold two things at a time. I show him the note, and I said, it has some strange writings that I don't understand on them.
And then I read it, and I suppose I read the text that he read earlier.
Yeah. Did you want me to reread it?
No. Something about the...
The time of the Sun King is at an end, and the Scions have gathered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
The TCs, the XBs.
Yeah. Just picture a bunch of freezers on wheels.
And there's no signature or anything?
There is a symbol at the very bottom of it.
Do I recognize the symbol?
Yeah, give me a... let's go with religion. Give me a religion check.
Do I still have guidance from drinking the canteen?
For sure.
So it gave him guidance even within the dispel magic room?
Thought he was outside. I thought you guys drank it afterwards.
I drank it when I was inside.
Oh, no. It does. because magical items still retain some of their magical properties, but you can't cast spells in like a zone of no magic.
Religion?
The technical term.
Yeah. Religion?
Yes. Kibei, you can roll a religion check too because you saw it.
Nice.
I don't know anything about it. I got a 6.
14.
14? You feel like it's a symbol you may have seen before, but you don't recognize it.
Hmm. I tell Kibei that I've seen this symbol before. I can't recall what it's from, but this is familiar to me.
Do I hear this exchange?
Were you guys moving up the stairs or did you guys stop on the stairs?
Oh, because
at this point, you two have been moving down the hallway.
Yeah.
I think we were still in the room.
I was just moving up the stairs. I'm not moving down the hallway. I'm looking down the hallway.
All right. You got up to the top of the stairs. No. You don't hear this exchange. Breath. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You get to the top of the stairs. Grits.
This could be evidence of the plot against the king. This might clear our name.
Things coming.
The hallway is just as empty and quiet as when you guys first walked through.
Mm. All right. Can I turn to Shrimp and be like, the hallway looks clear. If you want to go get the others, we should probably get out of here.
All right. I yell down the stairs. Hey guys, it's clear. Come on.
And echoes pretty loudly down the stairs.
I just shake my head and start making my way towards the stairs.
Shrimp. Yeah. Why do you do this to me?
I head up the stairs.
Did my identify finish?
Oh, yes. You do recognize it as a magical plus one dagger. It is known as a Grammary dagger.
Hmm. Spell things so well.
You recognize that it is part of a set of two.
Oh, okay.
And that when held up against the light, the reflection that you see in one dagger is actually the reflection you see in the other dagger.
Interesting. I relay this to Kibei and just let him know like what he found. It's a pretty slick dagger you found, sir.
Interesting. Yeah,
but at this point, after learning that and looking at the reflection, you don't see anything.
So it seems like nobody's holding it.
Well, if that's the case, we should shroud it so that the other dagger can't see us.
I think that is an excellent idea.
I will stow it away in my pack.
All right.
Along with the note. I'm going to kind of keep them together.
So I know they called for us, but should we finish inspecting this room? I mean, if we're finding daggers and notes and messages.
I noticed the Warforged looking around. Did you find anything?
I didn't find anything of value or anything, actually. Mm.
Well, I think we should go. I think this is a very good find, and this could really help us. And we need to see what Grits is up to.
At the very least, it should make a fine weapon.
Might clear our names. Justice Ho! And I walk forward.
You hear from down the stairwell, Justice Ho! And then they begin to make their way up the
stairs. My Grits. I guess they're coming.
I shook my hand in my head and you're like, you know what? I sit down on the stairs. I'm just looking. I was like, someone else can lead the way. I tried. I'm already done.
All right. So you guys have pretty much made it back to the top of the stairs. You're at the long hallway. Is everyone going down the hallway? Are you guys reconvening to plan? What are you guys doing?
I look at them and I say, obviously my leadership skills need improvement. Whoever wants to lead the way, go. I'll follow you on point.
Let's find this person that betrayed you and that's locked us in the room.
That sounds like a good plan.
Would you like me to go first down the hallway, or would someone else like to?
I think I think the rogue should sneak down the hallway. Yeah,
you seem to be the sneakiest.
Yeah. I'll cover your path for you, and I pull out Amelia, my laser rifle, and ready it down the hallway.
It only makes sense that you scout ahead.
I rub my head, and I'm like, duly noted after hearing that he named his rifle. And I
named after my second ex-wife because she burns like a bitch.
Wow.
Thank you for the exposition dump.
I walk forward hoping something kills me. And I would like to stealth down this hallway, keeping an eye out for traps on the way.
Okay. You guys carefully make your way down.
Aaron finds
you see Grits kind of slinking along the wall, moving very carefully, very calculatedly, tapping his foot, kind of analyzing every plank, every step.
I'm investing in a 10-foot pole after this.
Just like the first time you guys walked through this hall, nothing.
All right. Kind of poke my head out on the other side and see if there's any, the bar looks normal.
Oh yeah. You look out, you, as you approach the end of the hall, you hear the noises of the bar and you look, and yeah, everything seems to be business as usual. People.
Do I see the bartender and, or the prostitute?
From where you are, you have to go down the stairs because it L's.
Okay. Do I see the prostitute out and about?
You see a number of prostitutes.
You know which one I'm looking for.
You don't see her. And you look over at the bartender, completely different bartender.
All right. And I am seething with extreme hatred and rage. And all I can think about is killing the both of them. But I digress and I turn. I think we should just get out of here. I'm not seeing either of them around. If you guys want to stand, try to question somebody or look for them, we can.
And I think, made your way back to us?
Yeah, I thought you guys were following like further. Like,
and I followed you. Oh, I mean, but I don't know where the rest of them are.
Yeah, no, he said we all made it up.
Yeah, we were just following you at a distance. Yeah,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought he said. Anyway, I turn and tell them, it's like, if you guys want to stop and try to question somebody, I think it's best we just get out of here.
Well, we found enough to clear our names.
What did we find?
Maybe.
Well, we found a dagger of sorts. And we found
in private?
That's true.
You guys are standing at the top of the stairs. At this point, there's people avoiding the stairs, actually. So, I mean, at the top of the stairs, it's just you guys in the empty hall behind you. And then down the stairs and the landing is, you know, the rest of the bar.
Well, whatever. If you found something, you found something.
Do you have the observant feet? Is it? Or no?
I don't have any feet yet.
Okay, never mind then.
Wait, you said you found something to clear your names?
No. I was asking if we found anything to clear our names.
Guys, let's get out of here.
I thought you claimed you found something.
I start.
We did find something.
I try to stealth out the door best I can. Like, just blending in. Not like sneaking out. But
right.
Like trying to like blend out. Like, no one should stab me.
Yeah, you make your way out of the establishment.
Does anyone notice the 7-foot-tall crab?
At the top
and
the
almost 7-foot tall warforged.
You guys are still standing inside and like,
okay.
And he's still got pass out trace going. So
yeah. No, I go sit up at the bar.
Okay.
And I'm like, crab cakes, come here. I'm gonna buy you a drink.
All right.
And I order two beers.
Okay. Bartender just pulls up both beers.
I take my pinky and my index finger and I stick them in the beers and then I cast purify food and drink.
Okay.
And then I drink my beer.
Okay.
And I'll slowly sip my beer and say, what's up, little man?
Just, you know, making friends.
Elon, Baron, and Max, what are you guys doing?
I'm just going to go down the stairs.
Well, Max had asked me some questions.
Yeah, what did you find? You said you found something.
Yeah, and I relate to him the two discoveries that we made, and I told him that I could not recognize this symbol, but I know it. I know it from somewhere.
Do I recognize the symbol?
Go give me a religion check. Grits, you walked outside, right?
Yes.
Okay.
19.
All right. You do recognize it. It's a pretty old symbol. It almost looks like it's got a decorated calligraphy style V with some like, I don't know, almost floral type things coming off the ends and then like a circle in the middle of that. Oh, I'm sorry.
What do I recognize?
Thanks
for the description.
A symbol of a pretty old, like secret organization known as the Council of the Void.
I relay this information. What do I know about? Do I know anything about the Council of the Void?
Most people don't believe it exists. There's just a lot of myths about it. They're very. I don't know. What you have heard is that they're very into the occult, very in disbelieving in gods. They're a lot of people have talked about them before. They're usually like crazy people and stuff like that. That's pretty much it.
This is a symbol of the Council of the Void, and it's odd because the guy that we defeated, he said for the Void. Before he transformed.
He did.
Yeah, so this is definitely related to him.
And the god said you had spoke with him.
Yeah, we briefly chatted. But
what'd you chat about?
Yeah, I just told him about... He asked where I came from. I just told him why I was here. But he didn't give much information about himself.
Gotcha. Now, Council of the Void, so I've heard of that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought that was children's tales and such the like.
And poppycock.
I thought so too, but you know, clearly we were mistaken.
Huh. And do you feel that this is sufficient to clear our name?
I don't know if this is enough to clear our name, but it's all we have.
Hmm. What do you say we do with this information to make sure that our names are cleared and we can carry on?
Well, if we don't have any more leads other than this, then we should report back and with our findings.
All right, then. And I walk down the stairs.
Okay.
And I go and I join Krabby Patty at the bar.
All right. Shrimp and Kibe, what are you guys doing?
We're just drinking.
I finished my beer. Mm-hmm. I say, I guess we better head outside and catch up with Grits. The guy, you know, new guy from corporate. He's a little uptight about things. You know, we just gotta, you know, let's keep it loose, you know?
Yeah. I say, you are a very interesting individual, but I very much respect your act of kindness, and I will remember this.
Bonnie, I'll buy you a beer next time, all right?
I look behind me to see who he's talking to.
Brandon, was that it? Yeah.
Oh, speaking to me, Baron.
Baron
von Beauregard.
Baron, got it. Okay, yeah, I owe you one. Let's head out and find Grits.
Indeed.
Old Bayvon.
All right, and Max and Elon.
I was just standing there looking at everybody.
Okay.
I tell everyone that's standing around, I'm like, I'll buy you a drink next time.
Yeah.
I follow them out.
Okay. Elon, you walked around. I'm sorry. Grits, you'd walked around on the outside of the building. It's part of a pretty long chain of buildings and establishments. And as you get down the whole alleyway, you don't see any like connecting doors. And once you make it to the other side, it's also on the other side, just chain of shops, taverns, and other buildings.
Okay. Can I make any kind of a perception check just to see if I see the bartender or the prostitute?
Okay. You're gonna have to make it at disadvantage because it is still part of this festival and there's just tons of people outside drinking. As it's going into the night, it's getting less Disneyland, more New Orleans as people are outside partying.
Time to go back to the hotel.
Can I ask Nibbles if he saw either of those individuals leave since he was outside? Maybe he noticed, maybe he was paying attention, maybe not. I don't know.
He's really, he was just kind of bonding with the other animals.
That's cool.
At the trough.
It works.
Alrighty, then. What did you roll?
I rolled a 13.
Okay.
For my roll. Low roll.
Yeah. It's just too many faces. You weren't able to recognize anyone.
I put their faces to memory.
Okay.
And I will kill them one day. But not this day. And okay. I head back to the bar, the front door.
All right, as you get back, you see the rest of the group piling out. And so what is everyone doing pretty much?
I ask Grits if he was successful on his hunt.
No, it's too big a crowd. They seem to have blended in. I'm really sorry about that, guys. I didn't expect a safe house like that to be infiltrated by such traitors.
Not so safe.
I fucking hate you sometimes.
I guess we should head back and return the...
Elon's going to look for the closest red barrel to shoot.
Yeah, I'm going to turn in the note you found, right?
Yeah, we found a note dictating what Max declared to be the Council of the Void. And that seems to be in rhyme with what the man was speaking about before he transformed into a fell beast.
It's like, good job, guys. Sorry. I let us all into that.
Well, at least maybe it'll give us long...
A lot better.
You may have let us into a trap, but you also helped us secure a piece of evidence that will serve us well, I believe.
I say mission accomplished.
We got what we needed. Crab man.
So Grits is going to be okay, and I pat him on the shoulder, and I cast Cure Wounds on his pride.
All right, so as you guys head back towards the war hall, is that, I'm assuming, where you're going?
The owner, Andrew.
Right. All right, you guys head that way, and that's where we're gonna end this session.
Ah, no.
God, that went by fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
went by real fast.
Yes, it
did.
Third episode.
Let's do a third one tonight.
No, nope. I can't do that. I couldn't roll high enough on my
persuasion.
Persuasion check. Yeah.
Well, you weren't rolling a disadvantage.
Not against the wifey. So yeah, we do. I believe have just some announcements or something to read. You got that?
Yeah. We got a note from BlackPaw360 on SoundCloud. He says, "Thanks for the D&D podcast. I have really enjoyed your podcast."
Woohoo! Thank you.
Thanks.
We enjoy making it.
Yeah,
we do it
absolutely.
For you guys.
Thank you guys.
I mean, mostly for us, but
it is fun. I enjoy it.
And didn't you also want to talk about the upcoming Switch?
Yes. Yeah. We're still moving toward. No, we have moved
the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
No.
No one cares
not
about that.
Not until they pay us.
So yeah, we are going to be moving from SoundCloud to Podbean. It's just a better platform for us. If you follow us on SoundCloud, we'll still be posting the latest episode there. But if you want to go back to any of the old episodes, you can find us on Podbean, iTunes, or any of the iTunes podcatching apps. And again, if you'd like to follow Flint McShrimpton on Twitter, you can follow him at Flint McShrimp.
And if you have any questions for us or want to give us a shout out, you can find us on our Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram. And I promise we respond, guys.
We do.
Sometimes all right. Too quickly.
We're just really, really happy to hear from our fan. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, you guys for listening.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks.
Bye, guys.
Stand here in a row, looking like a bunch of heroes. I know that deep inside, nothing more but a bunch of zeros. Yeah!